This is your classical break, a chance to take a step back and enjoy some great music in the middle of a busy day. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're continuing on with Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony. Yesterday we heard the first movement, so today we're hearing the middle of the symphony, the second and third movements. Now, if you remember yesterday, the first movement was dark. It started out with that gloomy theme that Mendelssohn wrote after touring ruins in Scotland, and it ended pretty quietly. The second movement is very different. It starts out with what sounds like a hunting horn call being passed around in the instruments, and then this fun little tune comes in as the main theme. Everything's underscored by a relentless sense of movement in the strings. They just don't seem to stop, but it doesn't feel agitated. Everything is still very light, very graceful, so it's no wonder that people have often thought of this as being inspired by the rustic country dances in Scotland. And yet again, here we have a fadeaway ending to the second movement, pizzicato, very understated, and it's gearing up for another big swing in mood. The third movement also starts out with something resembling horn calls, but these are more stately. It's more like the start of a somber ceremony than a romp through the woods. The theme sounds like it could be a song. Mendelssohn actually did write a lot of what he called songs without words, instrumental pieces that sound like they could be the melodies to a song, just maybe without any lyrics. And throughout the movement, there's this insistent da-da-da-da rhythm, which sounds an awful lot like a procession or maybe even a march. Whatever's going on, it's not very happy, though. Remember, the symphony was inspired by a trip to the chapel where Mary, Queen of Scots, was crowned. In this movement, you can picture both the coronation ceremony and the fact that her reign was marked with a lot of bloodshed and executions, including her own, eventually. Now, I do have to point out that Mendelssohn specifically did not mention any of this as any kind of explanation for the music. He preferred it to stand on its own. He didn't even use the term Scottish Symphony. But I don't think it's all just a coincidence that he wrote it this way either. That's actually a big question with a lot of music, not just this symphony. Many composers, especially around Mendelssohn's time, wrote pieces with a specific story in mind. Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique, for example, which came out at about the same time Mendelssohn was touring all over Europe, has a whole really strange story attached to it, based around this really bad opium trip. This kind of music is called program music, because you'll often see the story or an explanation of what it all means in your concert program if you're going to the concert to see it performed live. This is opposed to absolute music, which is music that stands on its own without a story or direct, obvious inspiration. Now, there are some who'd argue that there's no such thing as absolute music, everything has an inspiration behind it, yada yada yada, which is fair enough. But the question here still remains, does that inspiration, in this case Mendelssohn's trip to Scotland, carry out throughout the whole piece? Or was it just that first theme of the first movement that he thought of in the chapel? Everything else is just music that he composed after the fact, nothing more. Now, all you Catholics out there, anyone who knows a bit of Latin, do me a favor. When the third movement starts up, which is a lovely, slow melody, think about the Ave Maria prayer. Ave Maria, Gratia Plena, which is Hail Mary, full of grace, so on and so forth. You can look it up if you're not familiar with it and follow along. It just so happens that you can pretty perfectly sing that prayer to the melody at the start of the third movement. It matches up really nicely. And Mary, Queen of Scots, not only was a Catholic, she was crowned in a Catholic chapel where Mendelssohn had the inspiration for the symphony. The whole point of the back and forth between her and Queen Elizabeth, the whole reason that she was eventually beheaded, was because she was Catholic. There was a big controversy at that time. England had turned Protestant, the Reformation. Also, Ave Maria, Hail Mary, Mary, Queen of Scots. You can probably tell where I stand on the question of whether or not there's a story or a program in this piece. But you can decide for yourself. Here's the Meuse Open Symphony with the second and third movements of Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony.
Thank you.
peaceful, maybe even regal, could we say, ending to that third movement, which is going to change pretty quickly tomorrow. The second and third movements there of Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony. And did you try out the Ave Maria thing? If you have a bit of time, look up the text of the prayer. Try to sing along with that third movement. It actually really does work. And remember that for tomorrow, because there's a bit more where that came from. Thanks to the Muse Open Symphony for the music. It's up on museopen.org. If you'd like to download it yourself, they've got a lot of great stuff up there. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we're finishing up Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony with the dramatic and violent finale, which does have a happy ending, though. It all works out in the end. See you then.